The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers. Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
Everybody, it is the Legion of Skanks podcast. We are coming to you from our Zoom show every
StreamYard.
Week. StreamYard, you're right. I just call all of this Zoom. StreamYard episode. I'm Big J. Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
What's up? That's actually, you make a good point. Like Zoom really in the last year became like the Coca-Cola Kleenex.
Yeah, it's Coke. Yeah.
Of this shit, because you could just say we're doing a Zoom and everyone kind of knows what you
and
mean.
It's more fucked up is there was already a company called Zoom that makes audio recording equipment that has nothing to do with this company.
Similar logos too, like very similarly written.
Yeah,
like we're the Zoom audio guys.
I got one of them right
look
here.
Look at this old. It's like I'm looking at a telephone from 1960.
Yeah, is that Dave? Is that rotary?
It's a real great little piece though to like bring on the road if you want to record stuff.
Yeah,
but they fucked up in the race to be the most important Zoom.
Yeah,
yeah, the most important audio related Zoom.
Yes, so, we're on StreamYard, and of course you know that voice. It's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez.
It's your boy.
My glasses are back. My mustachio is back.
You know, for hating ridiculousness, you have a real Rob Dyrdek quality about you.
What do you mean, Rob Dyrdek quality? What is it? What does he do?
It's
that I
your
do?
Boy. It's the something. A lot of things you should say while you're rubbing your hands together, like oh
yeah, but
snap.
Luis hate ridiculousness?
I'm doing it ironically.
He just does.
No. Luis lives ridiculousness.
Yes. No. Luis is ridiculous.
Word. Not the word. I enjoy and embrace the word and the meaning, and I embody it.
Oh, you're talking about the show.
The television show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so unaware of that show that I forgot it was a show. I thought we were just talking about the word.
The word. You thought I rejected ridiculousness.
I've never, in my life. This is all about ridiculous.
Chanel West Coast on that show, I've never disliked someone and been so attracted to someone at the same time.
Yeah, she's a stupid idiot.
She is a fucking babbling dumbass, but
wait a minute, something about her,
she's not even super hot, she's just like sexy in her stupid thing.
I just realized
something. She is wigger to the max.
Jay.
Yes.
I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Chanel West Coast of this podcast.
Yeah, you're Lewis East Coast.
You're Rob Dyrdek. And who's Dave?
Is no, you person? Bring you bring far more to the table. Her thing is to just laugh and look confused.
That's but me she, right there.
Yeah, dude, take your new headshots
that's
like that.
Car.
Yeah, dude, take your next headshots like that in a squat down.
Oh, yeah, dude. This, dude, yeah.
She's smoking hot, but her nude pictures are so disappointing.
I'm sure. I'm a retard on the couch.
Yeah, that's just them right there.
That's not disappointing.
Her face falls. She has no makeup on. And like you really. Oh no, go to the one with her big fat side tit.
Have you ever seen a mirror, Jay?
Yeah, go to the fat side tit.
How dare you?
No, not that. That's a great picture.
Yeah, she's excellent. What are you talking about?
Buddy, I'm the one who brought her up. Go ahead, please. There it is, there, Bobby, with the hat on. That's not a very attractive picture.
So one fucking candid photo that some dickhead cut of her without makeup on went down the beach. And every other nude photo, she looks great.
There's only these two. And Lewis, I'm the one who brought it to the table saying I think she's smoking hot. So please stop coming at me all fucking sideways.
You said you think she's smoking hot, except naked, she falls apart. And you're talking about one out of three photos, she fell apart. Two out of three, she looked pretty good. Well, so I'll roll the dice and say she looks decent.
It was one out of two. Okay. There was not a third nude picture. There was only two.
Why do I always feel like the mediator on this podcast?
Yeah, the left is great. That right one, you see her face does not, it looks all fat and weird.
I know. It's still fine, though. She's still great. You know, whatever. She's a retard. No,
she's not great on that right. I'm sorry, Lewis. The facts are facts. But generally speaking, she's hot. Her music videos, when she tries to do, be funny, are maybe the worst thing in the world.
Is Jay's mic hot? Am I crazy?
Hot? They told me to turn it up. I'll lower it.
Up?
No,
I just feel like it's fucking...
Okay. Is that better?
Wow. It's like smashing in my face. It's
I thought it was...
You smash
the mic was hot, like you're on a roll.
Is it still face smashing?
I feel like it's better right now. It's definitely better.
I lowered it. I could even lower it a little bit more if it makes you happy.
By the way,
I'll leave the motherfucking show. You want to just leave? Bobby's saying don't lower it.
Don't lower it. Okay, Bobby. All right, what are you fucking... All right, we'll see, Bobby.
What are you producing? Asshole.
Fucking dickhead.
Long story short, I think we all agree Chanel West Coast is hot overall.
Jay, Gay Mike, I got to tell Jay, it's very funny, Dave. Gay Mike emailed me, and he wrote me this long email and he was like, I want to do this, with the job, differently. He wants to do, change some things up. And it was just
Is one of them have you not scream at him to roll you blunts?
Dude,
I feel like I'm not utilizing my full potential by rolling Lewis blunts and being called gay.
My response to this email is I don't know what Gay Mike does. I have no idea what his daily activities are. I have no idea what his workload looks like. I have no clue.
His weed's bomb.
He has some bomb ass weed.
Yeah.
I'm not even positive that he is or isn't gay. I think we've asked him this question, and by the time I've lost interest in the answer,
Lewis,
by the time
take
the
time to know somebody. Have you not met his girlfriend 30,000 times?
Yeah, his girlfriend,
Lewis. No. He's not gay. His first name is Gay.
Yeah.
Last name Mike.
First name Gay. Last name Mike.
Yeah.
Fuck out. I don't know.
Socket Wrench Johnson isn't necessarily a mechanic. They just call him Socket Wrench.
I think I could tell you. I could tell you Gay Mike's job responsibilities.
What are?
It rolls you blunts.
Yes.
One.
He's there. If I need another beer, I do this to him, and he goes and gets me another beer. And he's for no reason very authoritative with our most recent intern Olympics.
Well, any intern, really. He comes in swinging dick, and I could appreciate that. He's put the time in.
Is that it? Is there
more? Mike, come on for a second.
Hey, guys.
Inside scarf. Okay, artiste.
No, it's a robe.
Oh. I thought it was a scarf. Robe.
Oh, you're wearing a robe.
I am.
The email was so long, I didn't read it. I just know that it was not a me email. I was like, this is a Bobby email that you need to be asking Bobby.
I'm not even sure if this rises to the level of Bobby.
This is like,
Mike, you want to talk to
Becky.
Maybe give us to Becky Rodriguez, I thought maybe.
See if she passes it along to Alex.
And then she'll have her husband proofread it. It'll make its way around the horn of his job, probably. All right, Robe Mike, what was the email? Fill us in.
Lewis. Okay, Mike, what was it? You want to work more remotely?
Well, I do a lot of video editing, so I have to drive into the city a couple of times a week, just pretty much I do one or two things, and then I edit videos all day. So I'd like to work, it would be a lot more convenient if I didn't have to drive into the city.
So, Dave, all of the things that you know that he does, he's saying he's no longer going to do.
Well, yeah. Dave raises his hand and you're not in the city... Where's this beer going to come from then, Gay Mike?
Thank God for Paul. He's killing it lately.
I mean, I could hold my beer over to Paul. I'm happy making those adjustments.
There you go. Problem solved.
Yeah, but
does Paul know how to roll blunts?
I bet you, Paul, jump on for a second.
I'll tell you what, this guy does now.
Ooh. He started rolling your old blunts regularly. He's using blunt wraps. Well, blunt wraps are easier to roll than a joint. A joint is a little slidey, right? Mm-hmm. Blunt wraps, it sort of catches pretty easily. Once you get the motion, you get the motion. I'm very impressed with you.
Thank you. Jay. Thank you.
Jay, do you want to have a blunt rolling competition? Me and you? I'll fucking... I will fucking... Through gun in the butt. Gun in the butt challenge. Blunt
hey, hey, dude. You just hit your second free throw ever. You want to go play Michael Jordan in one-on-one? I mean, come on. That's a stupid fucking... Why are you challenging me? I'm trying to get you excited about my beginner-level status.
I'm sorry.
You're like, you want to go versus me? See who's the best at it? He goes, I'm excited that I've done it at all. Want to see who's better? You want to take it to a national level?
So, Mike, maybe
wants to work from home.
Sure. I don't know. Probably. Maybe not, though, Gay Mike.
What's the answer? Bobby? We'll throw that to you.
Bobby, do you think he should be able to work from home? I say no. I want to see more presence in the studios and the offices.
My vote would be, G Mike, you can do it all from home. Well, I don't know. You're still coming in for Skanks on Monday, right?
I likely wouldn't.
Oh, see, now that's an issue for me because
how many shows are you fucking editing?
Remember I mentioned that bomb ass weed earlier? So that's going to be an issue for me if you're not there on Monday.
I can still make that happen.
On Mondays? You don't want to be there for Skanks?
No, he doesn't. He wants to fucking...
No, I specifically, it probably was the part that you didn't read, but I specifically said I love coming to Skanks on Monday. It's my favorite part of the week, but it would just, my talents and time would be better elsewhere.
Home, away from everybody.
Yeah.
I don't trust anybody who says they want to
work really good. I'm really good at robing and disrobing.
How many shows do you work on?
I don't know, 4?
Maybe. We'll talk about this at another time. Maybe. Bobby, you let him know that he's probably not going to be able to work from at home, okay?
He just asked to not come to Legion of Skanks. That's what hurt my feeling the most.
I get it.
Well, my thought is like,
well, Lewis, get ready for Dave's letter. I just think my talents would be much more suited at home, not at Legion of Skanks.
Bobby, what were you saying?
I'm just saying my thought is he doesn't have to specifically come to the studio to do his work that he can do from home. But we would like to see him come to the studio at least once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that, but, you know.
I don't know, Gay Mike. It seems like you're trying to shirk some of your responsibilities.
You know what,
guys? We're looking for some new producers at Gas Digital. If you want to fucking produce and you want to, you're in the New York area.
I just feel like I'm coming in for no reason and my talents would be better used at home.
Oh, yeah? They would? Okay, totally. We'll make that happen. You don't have to come in at all anymore. Who wants to take this job?
You think G Mike's in my old apartment? You think he's hanging out at my old apartment? Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
If you're interested in producing for Gas Digital, please shoot us an email, legionofskanks@gmail.com. You got to be in the New York area. Maybe you got some video production skills. Maybe you can make yourself available to be at the studios daily. Who knows?
Must be good at rolling blunts and have bomb ass weed. I mean, I don't need you to roll all mine anymore because pow.
Because boom, diggy. Oh shit. So look, we have a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a bunch of stories that are kind of fun.
Yeah, I was telling the guys, I was here at 10:10. Lewis got here at like 10:13, 14.
No, I was here at actually 10:06. Bobby, who was here
first? I didn't say you weren't there at 10:06.
Who was here first?
I said I got here at 10:10. No, I saw your background.
I was here first.
Yeah, of course, but if I was here at 10:10, we still would have had to wait for you to go get coffee, make a coffee.
I'm going to have to do that at one point.
For Babe for coffee, wait for a coffee delivery. you're still going to have to do coffee?
I have a little bit of coffee here, and there's no Babe here for coffee, so.
Oh, no. My Babe's coming with chai soon.
Oh.
Dave, your Babe doesn't give a shit about you, I guess.
Your Babe's fucking
you. One giant jack to put on your wall.
My Babe's off flirting with a barista somewhere. I don't know what's happening.
I watched this thing last night. I keep starting it and falling asleep on it, but it's so funny. It's a guy.
Your daughter's graduation.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even believe it. I never helped. It's this big, like, just this big oafy dude. Which seems to might be always the case, and his wife was a small lady who was in the military, and it was just the documentary is him, or that episode at least, is this guy sadly recounting his story of being abused by his wife, which sounds like bullshit, But then you find out that he had security cameras all over his house, and she daily beat him like a dog, and like he would just take it until he eventually
shot her. It's a real problem. Hundreds of men are affected every year.
Globally, hundreds.
Well, I've been hit by, you know, at least a half a dozen women.
Mm-hmm. And you went down, but you got back up.
But yeah. It's not about
how much you get hit. It's about how much you can get hit and keep moving forward, bitch.
You fucking cunt. Stop fucking hitting me.
You could fight, if you're just like getting beat by a chick, you could just fight like Nate Diaz against any of them and be like, I'll take everything you have for four rounds and I'm still going to be here in the fifth.
No, right? this guy.
And by the way, I don't disparage any woman that's ever hit me, because I literally do it on purpose. God. Every single time I've ever been hit by a woman, not every time, but most times that I've been hit by a woman, I get to the point where she's at her angriest.
Yeah, and then you're a difficult person not to hit.
And then I put my chin right in her face just to fucking goad her into it. I'm like,
I'll give you the first one's free, bitch. First one I'll give you on the house.
No, yeah, I tell you, I'm such a cunt. I get them at their angry. Dude, I've gotten women that you think would never hit a guy to fucking just straight up start swinging on me like pieces in a biscuit.
I've gotten them angry where I don't put my chin out like that for them, but I do visualize the ease it would be for when they throw this stupid girl punch that I'm going to block it and then flip them possibly, or just all these things I couldn't.
I don't know the first step how to do judo, but I feel like I could do very effective judo on my first try.
I don't know judo either, but I can do judo to a fucking pillow. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the same difference. I'm going to be tossing this girl around like a pillow, but not this guy. This guy was gigantic, and I said woman beating or a woman beating you.
Oh, so you could still kind of call it woman beating. I know. It's just now
it would just read the other way. But that it's got to be. It's the only way now that a straight white male can be a victim of anything, and people will have to, because of the woke culture, they have to go, well, I guess in an equal world,
that could happen just as easily as a man beating a woman. Sure, no difference.
Absolutely, they have to say that, and it's the only time a straight, because there was an episode of SVU about a girl, the mean wife, and she used to rape her husband with a dildo in his butt, and then one time she did it so much he bled out and had to go to the hospital. And even while he was on the stand testifying against her, he goes, I just got a text from her. And the judge is like, and? He was like, it says, like, if you don't shut your mouth, you're going to get the butt again or something, like, you know, like some threat again. Like, they just, I don't know. I've never even heard this being a subject in anything.
No, if it's on Law and Order, it's real.
No, but then there was the documentary where it is real. My point just being, it's a thing I've never heard of before, except I think Lionel Richie said it once to not pay money to divorce, that he was beat by his wife. But I mean,
you've never heard of men being beaten by their wives, ever?
Where it's a problem? Not that they got into a fight hit him. I'm talking about a regular situation, like I'm afraid to go home.
Yeah, there was thing, Nicole Arbour got into a thing with her boyfriend years ago. Remember that redheaded guy?
No.
Santoro? Andrew Santino. It was Andrew Santino.
Dated her?
No. It was a guy named Matthew Santoro. And he put out a video. Pull up this video of him
Wait, Nicole Arbour was beating up a dude?
Yeah, you don't remember this? This bitch is evil.
Oh my God. I didn't realize you escaped that situation with your life.
I know, it was wild.
You could have gotten your ass kicked.
Look. If she was just nice to me for 2 days in a row, I would have tried to fuck her.
And you would have dated her, and then she would have beat you.
She would have destroyed me. I got out there I thank God it was just a simple little Me Too. Little Me Too Aruski. Me Too, yeah. Aruski. Sexual harassment on the podcast.
Throw it in the Me Too pile.
Go ahead.
My family away. I pushed my closest friends away.
He's already talking like a chick.
Explicit. It wasn't always like push that person away, delete them off social media. Although that was the case, mostly with females. This individual that I was with.
Pause it already. He's just describing. He's describing a fucking jealous girlfriend, and he's eating it because he's excited she's fucking him. He's talking about her bullying him with holding pussy over his head. That's not really abuse, but go
ahead. No.
Let's hear what he has to
Jesus
say.
Jesus Christ, Jay. Why are you fucking...
Yeah, Jay really jumped in to defend the abuser quick.
Yeah, no matter what.
That's what you do.
No matter what. No matter what.
I believe the woman.
Good.
Jealous. Viciously jealous. If I had a female friend, I must have been cheating on her with them. I've been cheating on them the whole time.
So my fucking YouTubers are just retarded 16-year-old brains. Like they never got out of like this mentality.
Yeah. Oh, you know a woman. You must be having sex with her.
Good.
My life out of social media. Delete every number out of my phone. And it was because...
What, is she dating Dave Smith?
Everything was made to be about her. And I lost my friends. I lost my closest friends because I was made to believe that everybody else was a loser. Everybody else in my life...
All right, go to the point right, where so he starts crying.
I will say whatever, it's like to the thing Jay is saying, right? It's like, I just hate this thing. And it's even tougher coming from a man than, is Christine about to beat you?
It's just funny that Christine did, Karen did that the once, like sneaking around, but it's a wide view so you can see everything.
But it's like you're talking about yourself like you have no agency or control. Like, she made me do all of this. And then she,
yeah,
like,
that's
how
what I'm
easy
saying.
Is a quick conversation? Like, you're like, look, man, like, I can't be with you if you're going to be this crazy jealous. Like, I'm not
well, this I think this is what happens.
Dave,
if you get to the point where he starts crying and talking about her hitting him, that would be
all right,
that's the
yeah.
point.
Dave?
Yeah?
The use of the word agency there was sexy. I got to be honest with you. Mm? I don't know what it was. This time of morning, we're all... Got our fucking
all
morning
right, Jay,
faces on, but that was hot.
I'll date you, but I'm not deleting everyone out of my phone.
Now, yes, you will. Dave, I'm sorry. The abuse starts now. Oh my God, I'm so completely honored that you have chosen me to be with me. Now, Dave, I'm gonna need to go through that phone.
I mean, like,
who's this bitch? Sis? Who are you calling sis? My sister. Delete that bitch. She wants that cock.
I mean, I think we've all, like, dated fucking crazy chicks who, you know, would fucking... I mean, I never really dated
nope,
a crazy chick
I've
who
never,
would regularly
ever,
hit me. Well, the chick that
I've
I dated...
I've never had a girl ever that's been, like...
The chick that I dated before Beatrice would regularly get, like, physical with me. Like, regularly.
Yeah, well, you,
but she was just a fucking...
Yeah, well, no, she was legitimately, yeah, like, a wacky person. I've been hit by women before, too. I'm just saying, like, it was never, like, a thing where I was, like... Oh man, when I go home, I hope I don't mess up. I mean, the guy on this interview was like, if you just, you know, if you just weren't ready fast enough when she wanted to leave, or if you were, it's like, fuck. And you know, she was hitting him with a baseball bat in this video. It's crazy. By the way, and it was like, if someone, if a girl swung a baseball bat on you, you're like, okay, one, you'd be way less scared than if it was a guy swinging a baseball bat at you. And God forbid you get that baseball bat away. Even her hits probably wouldn't be that bad with a baseball bat.
No, here's the problem, okay? Women, and this is the problem when you fight women, okay? Just in general. And same thing with a baseball bat. They're gonna
I don't
be
have a history of it, but go Jay, ahead, Lewis. From your experiences, tell me.
Jay, they're going to be unorthodox.
True.
So yeah. You're expecting them to come like, then anybody would swing a baseball bat. You're like, all right, I know the trajectory. And I have
all of my training's in Western boxing. She's doing kung fu.
Doggy, she would come at you
no,
in
you're,
some wacky
I
ass way.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what yes, you're saying, dude. But they're going to have to swing. Have you ever seen a girl swing
No, she's not going to.
Have you ever
Lewis's
seen a girl swing
point,
a man's baseball bat?
Yeah, but Lewis's point is that she's not going to knock a home run with your head. She's going to like butt you with the end of the bat or something in the chin.
Yeah, dude, you're right. Damn it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My point is, if she brings a baseball bat, how many seconds before you're holding that baseball bat?
If you want to take it, probably
then you gotta kill a woman with a baseball bat. I mean,
no.
What are you doing here?
No, you can just walk off slowly with the baseball bat, guys. What are you all saying? Why are you so afraid of these hypothetical chicks we've invented?
No, do you get the baseball bat and then you fucking just hit her in the kneecaps? Like, well, now you're not walking away.
I don't even hit her back, dude. I don't even hit her back. I just show her the fear she should have that I disarmed her of her weapon.
I would take the baseball bat from her. I'd flip it to the end where it's the handle on the end, and then I'd hit her hard on the top of the head with that.
Not like even. A cartoon, just give her like just a, give her a clunk. Would come up. Yeah. But just not even that hard. Just give her a clunker. It's funny yeah. to take a bat.
One
she
hand.
Was trying. She was trying to kill you with the bat. Yeah. You take it, flip it, and then go clunk. Yes. And just go. And you go. Go make breakfast, idiot.
And by the way, she would start shrieking and crying about how you're abusing her. She'd fall to the yeah. floor.
Although, man, this is called, getting real. So then you'd
have to kill her. At that point, Jay, what's the point of not beating her to death with the bat and then hiding the body?
When she calls her friend, she leaves out she was swinging the bat at you. She goes, he took a baseball bat and clunked me on the head and said, make me breakfast. And you're like, that was after you were trying to take my head off, you dumb psycho cunt.
You're lucky that's all I did was try to give you a little clunk.
I mean, I gave you a little funny clunk on the head and said, get back to work, soldier.
I think the answer here is just to not date psychopaths. Yes,
that is. Sure. This is. By the way, we are being fucking basically feminist here. We are letting you guys off easy.
Oh my god! This husband in this documentary. You're like, take that bat away and knock her head clean off of her shoulders with one shot. I go, or just walk away slowly and threaten her and get the fuck out of the house. It's like years of abuse. It's crazy.
I would call my shot like it was Babe Ruth. I'd do that. She'd look up and I'd crack her right in the jaw.
You'd hear someone would run into a little boy in the hospital's room and go, he just hit the second home run.
Hey, babe, what's your most photogenic shot? Your left or your right?
My right. Matthew Centura does not identify the person as Nicole Arbery. It's widely known that it is, but yeah, I guess are we covering our ass, Bobby? Allegedly. Is that what you're telling us? That
well, let's watch more of this video. I want to see where the guy starts talking about.
Allegedly.
Well, the video that I have, it cuts off after he says that he was abused by them. He doesn't start crying.
He's crying. Do Matthew Centura crying? Look, I'm not even making fun of Nicole Arbery here. I'm making fun of him.
Yeah, we're making fun of him.
Yeah, dude, what a pussy.
I'm not attacking her. Here's the thing. If there's a woman accused of being abusive, I go, let's not even waste time on that trial, and let's just point out this guy's a fucking fruitski.
Yeah, dude, can we put him into guy court?
If you're a guy who says, if you're a guy who's been sexually abused by a girl, like as an adult, it's insane. It's insane.
We should be, by the way, we should offer people guy court
for men who have been abused or raped.
For whatever. We should, for anything. We should see if people want to start coming to guy court and bring their trial to guy court.
Don't call it guy court. That's been done.
No, that's what I meant. Skank court. You know.
Skank court. Don't make it so obvious.
You said
that we're stealing an MTV show.
You said that they were stealing from.
Yeah. No, guys, come on. Bring it to you. Can't do that on television. Right here on Nickelodeon Network.
Oh, hey, you guys want to take this to Road Rules?
Let's take us over to the real world. Legion of Skanks. True story.
Like the sands in the hourglass. These are the days of the Legion of Skanks. Oh, these are all my ideas.
Two people go on a cruise, shipmates. How do they interact on a cruise? The wonder.
Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Fume for supporting today's show. I'll tell you right now, Fume is a great sponsor for this show. I know a lot of the people that watch this show smoke. Fume is a great way to quit smoking. They have a lot of other benefits as well, but the idea is it's this little wooden tube, and you put in these cores that have all of these super plants in them, right? So certain ones are for quitting smoking. That's the most popular one, which is the Conquer core, and that's black pepper, peppermint, and eucalyptus.
That's this one right here, Lewis.
Oh, shit. Doggy, I'm glad you're using it because it really is. There's no electronics. This is not like a weird little vape. This is an alternative for smoking. It's an alternative for vaping, and it's really, really healthy, a much healthier way to do it. They also have other ones as well. So they have the Reassurance, which has anti-inflammatory benefits. It's great for calming stress relief. That's lavender, lemon, and cinnamon. They have another top seller called Lemon Berry Bliss, which is lemon, lavender, yang-yang, peppermint, etc. for allergy symptom relief. And they have a brand new Invigorate, which is peppermint, eucalyptus, and grapefruit for natural pre-workout and energy boosting.
And one that's just peanut in case you want to kill your kids.
They have one that's pure pollen.
Made of peanut and other assorted daily allergens, murderous allergens. But if not, also the cayenne one is good for quitting smoking.
Yeah, look, it really is great. A great product. I'm really happy that they're a part of the show. Breathe Fume is the website. BREATHEFUM. There's no E at the end of fume. It's FUM. BreatheFume.com/Legion. Go there. BreatheFume.com/Legion. And you're going to save 10% off your entire order. Use the promo code Legion when you go to that website. BreatheFume.com/Legion. Promo code Legion. Save 10% off and get the benefits of the world's super plants starting right now. Okay. Where were we? Oh, wait. Did we get any more baller skank submissions?
I'm looking now.
The owner of Yo Kratom hit me up. Shout out Yo Kratom, supporting Skankfest November 5th through 7th.
Well, he was like, what he said first.
He goes, I'm the most baller skank. He just sent me a picture of his driveway with like five incredibly insane cars.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right, dude, we'll come and ruin your home.
Yeah. Well, he's got those fucking Filipinos out there combing the Kratom fields. Does he wear one of those Colonel Sanders ties?
He's got a room with two dozen Mexican women naked.
Oh, just nonstop scooping
Kratom. Yeah, Kratom into little baggies.
You can't trust these browns around the product unless they're wearing clothes. You know, they'll put a handful of this powder right in their pocket. They don't care.
What's the email address, Bobby? We do have one more submission, and this is ending Monday. Monday night is the last night for submissions for the most baller skank contest.
The email is ballerskank@gmail.com.
Ballerskank@gmail.com. Submit videos, pictures, and maybe a little bit about yourself. Not just the place, but you. We want to see that you're cool. Being a baller is more than just having nice stuff.
Do you know what would have sold? Like, if it was a bikini, like if that guy on the beach would have impressed me more if in that place, if it just had a couple chicks in a pool or something, you know what I mean? Like hanging out in bikinis or
nobody's a clear front runner right now. And look, both of our skanks that have submitted are pretty baller, and we would have fun having a party in your home, a skank party in your home where we get to charge admission and for alcohol, and we get to make some cash, which is pretty dope. We'll cut you in on how about we cut them in on 25% of the profit.
We'll get your carpet cleaned afterwards because of the cigarette butts.
No, they can make rules.
Yeah. But we break them. We're the Legion of Skanks. Welcome to the
Gusher! Didn't they do this with like Anthrax in like the 90s? Or was that an episode of Married with Children?
Also, that was an episode of Married with Children.
Is that but both done things? That's two things that happened.
They've absolutely done like a people come party at your house, for sure.
Yes, that's what we're doing right now, dude. We're so cool.
Right. Yeah, dude, we're like Anthrax.
Dude, Anthrax would have fucked the shit out of Kelly Bundy. Was that an angle on the show? I bet it was. I bet Kelly Bundy
that she was into them. I just remember at the very end of it, they did a doo-wop song, which killed Anthrax for me.
We actually kind of look like Anthrax, I realized.
You're Scuddian?
Obviously.
Who the fuck am I, the drummer? Dave are both like the drummer.
Can you pull up Anthrax for a minute?
Dave definitely can look like the drummer. Charlie Benanti, I think his name is.
You definitely can pull him new off. Merch idea, us as Anthrax.
I don't know who I am pulling off exactly.
Skankrax.
My beard has more of the Scottian, but you have the bald head.
No, you probably look like one of them now.
Scanthrax. Okay,
Frankie Bell is too handsome, but Dave for sure. Dave and Lewis, but...
Right in the center is me and Dave, and then Jay.
I don't fall
into
anything, really.
You, the guy on the left, that's you.
I'll take.
There's got to be a picture with him with facial hair. Come on,
Frankie Bello, very handsome guy.
Go. Let's see. Let's get some more pictures. It has to be.
No. He's always clean faced.
There's Big J right there on the far right.
No, it's not close. I want
far
one of these
right.
Guys.
Yeah, far right. That's you.
It's the closest we're gonna get. That's when they had a back. That's not the original lead singer. That's when they had the backup lead singer. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I don't look like Anthrax.
Didn't we see them? It was like at some show, and they were playing like one of the smaller stages,
mm-hmm.
right? Or something. I remember seeing that and being like, oh, I thought Anthrax was like, I don't know. I remember them. Like, I don't really know that scene of music, but
they're not huge anymore, but I mean, they were huge. But
they were big.
No, really, really big. But it's like what we saw was them headlining. They headlined the small stage at... like Ozfest or Mayhem.
But they would do that. Rob Zombie did that. Motorhead did that. That was like almost like an honor. And it was like, oh my God, you're going to see Rob Zombie on a small stage. That's crazy.
And they're going to close. And they closed it out. Yeah, it was still like a big show.
Yeah, it was almost like...
Godsmack did it one year.
Yeah, yeah. They did it with a bunch of big bands.
So yeah, that was
Second Stage Ozfest used to be the fucking shit, dude. That's where like, dude, because first stage is awesome.
Broke
it's fine.
There.
Well, of course, I saw System of a Down, Incubus in the same year. Second Stage Ozfest.
I think Tool. Tools were
no, they stage. Were they were already huge before Ozfest.
Linkin Park. Crazy Town.
You're just naming bands now. None of these broke Second Stage Ozfest.
100%. Absolutely. You're
on Park.
Linkin Park.
I don't think so.
Absolutely. Crazy Town was the one they bumped up to main stage, and then they got like kicked off the tour immediately.
Dude, Crazy Town.
Ozzy Osbourne broke there.
Ozzy Osbourne did break through.
Dude, how much do you think Crazy Town would charge us to perform one song at Skankfest?
Shifty Shovel Shits. I think that guy, maybe he's off drugs. But
no way, dude.
Dude, he was on drugs big. He was great on drugs, too. He was one of those, like, look, I'm standing on the edge of a roof. Like, and, you know, he just didn't have enough fans to give a shit.
We're going to pay him exclusively in Kratom.
We should try to get Marilyn Manson for Skankfest next year. That guy's got to be available.
My lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, lady.
Dude, Marilyn Manson doing stand-up comedy would be hilarious.
So, you know, what's the deal with sleeping in a casket?
We're doing like a rolling host thing, so just do your 15 and then bring up Louis C.K. All right, have fun.
Okay, everybody, this next guy is, you can catch him normally at theaters, Sebastian Maniscalco.
15 to 25,000 for just the singer of Crazy Town at an event.
That's not as bad.
Will he karaoke come later? Over and over again.
Dude,
we just wanted his background music.
And we call that the butterfly room. And when you walk in it nonstop. Eight straight hours. It just
pull
ends.
Up the song on the video, please.
It ends and then it just starts over again. And I want him to do the verse. I want him to do the verse that he doesn't do. He has to do that guy's verse too.
Well, yeah, we're not paying for that guy.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
It's just him in a room by himself, no shirt.
Shifty Shovel Shits, man.
Yes, and you get to be the other guy. If you want, you could dress up like the other guy and do the song with him.
Who?
You get to anybody. That's what's part of it. It's like an attraction.
Oh, part of the thing is, yeah, you can put on a wig of that other guy.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Oh, dude, this is fucking a great idea. Dude, a butterfly room, just a room for him that he's singing this the whole time.
The Shifty Shovel Shits Lounge?
Oh, dude. He'd get his dick sucked, dude. She's
all
right,
she like? What does she look like now?
Who is she?
I don't know. She looks
some
like
video whore.
It's like when they brought back the pretty girl from Karate Kid 2 in the new show, and you're like, hey, she just became a lady, an old lady.
All right,
come, my lady, come. That may have been Jim Florentine's girlfriend that killed herself.
Aw.
Jim Florentine, a girlfriend years ago, killed herself. I know, smoking hot Asian.
Smoking hot Asian chick.
Yeah.
Why did she kill herself?
I think she dishonored her family.
Oh.
The only reason Asian people kill themselves.
She flew an airplane into an enemy base.
She brought a great dishonor. Marry round eye. Make father very upset.
Were we not going to... I thought the whole segment was going to be we had some videos of women beating the shit out of their husbands.
Sure.
Is that not where we were going with all that?
I'd like to, yes. We should. But we got off on a Crazy Town tangent, and I got to tell you what. I like the idea of having a Shifty Shovel Shits room.
I don't mind it.
We got a great idea out of it. I was just saying, are we going to watch videos of chicks beating the shit out of dudes?
We could probably get him on the podcast.
I'd be like, guys, can I get a smoke? And you're like, quickly. So I got to do this song for the next 4 hours. It was nice talking to you, though. Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Can I grab a smoke? Do you want to use one of your 3 bathroom breaks? That's what you're going to have to do.
Smoke and pee. Because you're not leaving twice. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. Do we have footage of someone being beat? You may even be able to find on YouTube part of that Hulu thing.
Maybe.
But abused. Yeah, dude. Watching it happen, you're
I
like,
I want to see what you're dealing
fight
with an
back.
Abusive wife.
like angry fucking, you know, like being yelled at by a puppy.
That can be intimidating.
Now, here's the thing. Looking at a situation.
No, dude, because my mom used to fuck me up, Jay. Like, like, I don't know if your mom used to hit you, but, like, there's, like, a weird, like, powerless thing that you have that I don't understand. Like, we're, like, dudes.
I don't know how you get that. I don't know how you get. I understand getting that from a mother. I don't understand getting that from.
Well, if you can't. But I was going to say, you can't hit a chick and she's hitting you.
There's also large. You can restrain, though, something. You know what I mean? Like, it's a, yeah, not actual testimonials, dude. That makes it not.
That's right.
It makes it talk about a crime you really need to see a video of, because when the person tells you, you go, ah, come on. But the whatchamacallit, but I guess there is also, I've seen like white trash couples where it's like, yeah, the guy's like a skinny, emaciated,
well,
fucking twerpy might. Dude, and the girl is like, and the girl's like a big, giant, like, fat lady. You know what I mean? So,
well,
we're like,
okay. Well, Gay Mike said he has one, and the guy cries.
Perfect.
So that sounds promising.
That is good. G Mike, and you're doing this from home? Good commercial for yourself.
You want to do all live, move. Move, because you're not going to corner me.
Oh, they're fighting.
Wait, this is a dude in a...
Come here.
Oh, he's really trying to fight her.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh,
big body shots, big body shots. All right, come on, bro.
Ooh.
Oh, shit, this is where it turns.
Oh, hell yeah.
Get there, I like this. Get there.
Hell yeah.
Get there, what's up?
She's treating him like she's a hog tying... When she's hog tying a pig.
What's up?
This is not at all what I expected. Okay, hold on. Pause it for a second. This isn't an abusive woman.
She wanna fight.
This is an abusive husband who lost a fair one.
Yeah, he lost a fight.
Like, he tried to fist fight her and she just wrecked him. And she let him have a few shots.
What's up? I mean, if
she said, come here, I like this. That's a fucking crazy bitch. Yeah. That made my dick move a little bit. I like that chick. That's a fucking...
Yeah. But also, my question was also, like, the documentary thing was that he killed her. So it's like, if you're going to shoot, you think shooting her is the way to get away from that? Like, I can't believe you're from shooting before physical strong restraint and leaving. Do you know what I mean? It's sure. Weird. I think there was a threat to kids or something involved, which is probably why he was afraid of that. But I mean, sure. Like, very weird.
Let's talk about this. Do you remember we talked about this, the girls do porn guy got in trouble
for trafficking?
Oh yeah, it was like a federal investigation or something, right?
Yeah, pull up the story. I don't know exactly what happened, but
they removed that site. Then
producer for defunct Girls Do Porn is sentenced to 20 years in prison for coercing and tricking women into appearing in sex videos, but the site's co-creator remains on the run.
What, that's current news?
Wow.
Yeah, that just happened.
He's on the fucking run?
For tricking and coercing girls, which, by the way, is the category. I mean, the category of porn that I'm beating to is the girls that are being tricked and coerced. I've been raped too, technically. If you think, because we've all jerked off to Girls Do Porn, right? There I am. There I am on the site.
There he is. It's Lewis and the Rock, son.
Yeah, so, but here's the thing, like, the whole category is like, oh, we got this girl come here under the pretense that she's going to be auditioning for, like, a movie thing or, like, an act or a modeling thing, and then she, you know, takes her clothes off and they fuck her.
And in my mind, go ahead.
But hold on, in my mind, that this was, like, set up. Like, just the same thing with casting couch, right?
Yeah, it's a script.
It's a scripted. I'm going like, oh, but it's still a hot category. I'm like, oh, that's still a hot scenario. Sure. And it's pretty, and it's done. I was like, this is pretty good. These girls are pretty good at this. But the whole time, it was actually that.
It makes me so hard. I got to tell you, do they still exist online, the old ones?
Paul, a girl from your high school did one of those. You know her name. Pull it up, Paul.
Paul?
Pull it up, Paul. The new segment.
Paul, first, do me a favor. Just tell a story. But just tell a real story about her from high school. Like, something just sweet she did. Like, you know, the time she, like, helped a retarded kid up at the ramp or something. Tell a nice story about her. And then I want to see her getting pigged out.
Only thing, I don't have a nice story.
Well, she was a whore.
Biology once, she asked how to spell the word ocean. So she wasn't the brightest. That's the only thing I can really think of. Hey, dude,
way to show your guitars in the background. Hey, I'm Paul. I shred. We get it.
Yeah.
How did you find this? Like, did some one of your friends from high school send it to you? Like, oh, shit.
It went around the town immediately.
Oh, like, okay. What a spank. You know what? And, it's one of the very few spanks I've never got to fucking have.
I have one from high school as well. I have a girl from high school as well.
That where it went around? A thing went around?
Yeah.
It was, really? She went on to do actual porn, Whitney Westgate.
That's her name.
Yeah.
Oh, I beat off to Whitney Westgate. No. I beat off to.
Oh my God!
What was that?
Did you just re-swallow it?
That was my own cum regurgitated into my mouth. That's how hot Whitney Westgate is.
You're so full of cum, it fucking backed up to your throat.
Oh my God, dude! No, dude. She. I've jerked off to Whitney Westgate in virtual reality porn. She's a hot porn star.
Yeah. She went to your school.
Yeah, we graduated together.
Yeah, you did.
Wow. Good job, Whitney. Graduated. Couldn't even spell it.
I almost felt bad. I was like, maybe we shouldn't pull up because girls do porn girl because I thought it was like a one-off thing. But I was like, no, she's a porn starlet.
Well, look, all the girls, I'm sure, weren't duped. Do you know what I mean? Some of them, and even if they got there and didn't know what they were doing, I'm sure some of them like probably went with it. But I guess it's a bunch. If one comes out and says, like, I didn't want to do that, the rest of them can.
So, Paul, you know that. So, you've beaten your dick raw to Whitney Westgate. Like, obviously, you have to have.
Before she even did porn.
Really? Oh, she was hot back in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was she like a big slut?
She was like freshman dating the kid in college type girl.
Oh, damn. Hell yeah. My dick's now hard. Hell yeah, dude.
What's a pig?
Hell yes. Look at her. Good for her. Good for her. Oh, look. Hello.
Oh, and Paul, you can just put yourself there like, oh, wait, but we have to get back to math class. Okay. Damn, she's tiny. Or that guy's a monster.
Damn, Paul, that could have been you.
Damn. Oh, Paul, look at those tan lines on your ass.
That's my only problem with girls do porn.
Look at the tan line on her asshole.
My only problem with girls do porn is most of them are condom.
Oh. Yeah, which... Now you look at that all differently.
Yeah. Right, but now I'm like, okay, yeah, because it was fucking part rape.
Yeah, no risk of AIDS. She's a little bony.
Yeah, I remember reading the details of the story when we did it on the show, whenever the story first broke, and it was like, yeah, those dudes kind of deserve to go to jail for what they did. Like, it was pretty fucked.
Yeah, you can't actually dupe me into masturbating to your weird rape thing. It's not my fault.
But what is it they're saying they're being duped and they're being talked into it? And offered money, kinda, I assume. So what's coerced.
Coerced.
Well, they're being misled when they're like brought in
to get them in the room.
Coerced, but then from what it says, they really lie to them about the details of like where it's going.
Yeah, it's not. They don't say it's going on a website. They say it's like going to specifically just like a casting person or something.
Just,
or
it's going like just for in Japan DVD sales or something.
Yeah. They tried to get my mom with that when she was younger.
They got your mom with that.
Tried.
No, that's the joke I made. I used to have a thing on stage about it. When I was young, it took me probably into my teen years before I realized that my mom had worn always. And my mom was like tiny with big, huge Jew boobs. And she had a shirt that was at OUI on it with a trademark. And it's We Magazine, the porn magazine. And she said they gave her the shirt, but she said no. And I'm like, they gave you the shirt, though?
Why would they give her the shirt?
That's what I said. So maybe my mom's in We Magazine from back in the day. But
there's got to be some Skanks fan that has a full collection of We Magazines.
All what the
year?
Wees.
What I year would it be?
It would be somewhere in the 70s.
Give me a range.
Or actually, it could be when
would
I
you be upset? I'd, what
say
would you
somewhere,
do?
I'd say somewhere between 77 and 84.
Jay, what would you do if somebody came out and they had your mom in a Wee magazine? Dude. Would you be upset? It would just be hilarious, right?
It'd be hilarious, yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking
funny. Remember we were watching the old videos of stand-up comedy that I had, and all of a sudden my mom's titties were in the video?
Yes. We should watch that on the show.
My stepfather was like, turn around. And she turned around, and she goes, oh, God, and then just cuts back off, back in the comedy. Like they just taped over 3 seconds with my mom's tits.
So yeah, so I there was one girl that I went to high school with that did porn, but she only did porn once, and it was like probably a problem with like her family and everyone like that knows her and her friends and boyfriend, and yeah, so I don't want to bring it up on the show, but it was fucking yeah. Still to this day, I can go and beat one to it once in a while.
Really? Yeah.
It was just no. Maybe she actually did two videos for the series Cum Fiesta. Do you remember Cum Fiesta from back in the day?
I do remember the name, but what was the idea?
Was it was it just really young amateur girls. It was, yeah, young amateur girls showing up, and she was like, I'm here for the Cum Fiesta. And then some fucking big meathead dude would fuck him.
I just, like, where do you... yeah, but I guess the thing that's fucked up, they go to jail for lying to them. Clearly, they are lying to them is the complaint. But at some point, like...
I love how Jay's looking for the angle to defend the porn producers.
No. There's nothing to defend on that, but I'm just saying, like, it is weird to be like, I was duped and bullshitted. It's like... there's got to be then 50 girls a day who walk in and be like, I'm here for the interview. And when it goes like, so we're going to do like a little scene now and I'll be the male talent. And they go, oh, no, I'm out of here. Like, well, there was nothing that was like, and then they'd lock the door and be like, you want to leave, you're going to do
yeah, but if, no, but no, but yeah, that's not the problem. The problem is saying like, oh, this, yeah.
Obviously. But it was still a girl's. So it's not girls do porn. They come in like girls willing to maybe do porn. And then like, they do like a behind. I'm saying they're releasing basically their what they think is their audition tape. But I mean, it's almost like technicalities they're being like fucked over for, not like
sort of.
Nah, they're
scumbags.
Fraudulently, they're
scumbags.
Think of it as like let's put it in Jay's, because Jay's a fucking comedian and has never done anything but that. So think of it in comedy terms, Jay. Somebody says, hey, we're going to film you do this comedy set, but we're not going to release it on video or on YouTube or anywhere. We're simply going to use this tape and we're going to, you know, show it to producers for this thing. And then they start releasing it all over YouTube and making money off of
it. Everyone's jerking off to your stand-up set,
everyone's
Jay.
Beat up, and everyone's calling, you're getting messages from your family calling you a pig, calling you a slut. Your daughter doesn't talk to you anymore.
We're on the same page. I absolutely agree with that. I'm just saying, at some point...
You think
point,
that's a technicality?
No, I'm saying they're getting in trouble for the lying and all the business stuff. Nothing is like a sexual assault. Like
I think there was also some complaints. I don't know what ended up happening with it, but I think there was also some complaints in that regard.
Okay, that's what I was saying. That's to me a very different thing. I said these are girls who were like, yeah, I'm going to do porn, just not this porn, but it's just a tape for producers, and now it is a porn. As I'm saying, they're in trouble because like they're making money off thing, profiting off something they took from these girls and was kind of shitty. But now I don't know if any of these girls were like, I can't believe I sucked cock on camera. Like they were all like, no, I'm gonna suck cock on camera. They were like aware they were doing that.
Yeah, no, they weren't just like all of a sudden like, oh my god, there's a cock on my mouth.
Yeah, they were just like, they're like, I'm here to apply for the cashier job at Marshall's. There is no cashier job at Marshall's.
And
I'm gonna get gang fucked. Oh, okay.
Let's go. And I feel like I would make a great receptionist because
look at this now. Okay, is this part of my daily duties at a receptionist? No. Okay, once a week just to top you off. Okay.
Now, I guess that's I'm not here for what the they're charged with, Jay.
I'm here for the audition for Avatar 2. Oh, and one of my pussy too. Okay. I didn't see this guy. Is this the camera guy?
I guess that would probably be a worse charge, right? I guess.
Dude, the saddest porn fucks I watch are always China from wrestling, because like it's just what her career was to what it became, and she just has the most like just looking at her check while they're fucking her like attitude. It's just like, I'm here to be holes, and they just, it's so bizarre. It was such a sad ending to that lady's life.
Yeah, she's gross.
She was like, but she was like an action figure, you know what I mean, for kids at one point. Like she was like a huge wrestling person.
What's it called? Can we do plugs real quick?
Sure.
We can. Paul, you start. Paul, take it away. Where are you going to be shredding?
All right. I'll say real quick, lewisofskanks.com. Go there. I got some dates coming up. I'll be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, July 22nd, 23rd. And then I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey on July 28th through 31st. I'm doing that BJ Ryan's gig in Connecticut sometime in August.
Nice.
Dates coming up in England with Michael Bisping. I'm going to be adding some extra stand-up dates on that as well. I'll be doing my hour at a couple of venues in London and in Dublin, I believe. So I'm talking to some producers right now about making that happen. So just go to lewisofskanks.com. Check out my other podcasts here on the network, Real Ass Podcast, and Believe You Me. If you guys love this show, support directly by subscribing to GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you subscribe, you get access instantly to all of the shows that we do, the complete archives and library for every episode of the show, because you get the latest 20 episodes on iTunes and YouTube, but every show, hundreds of shows, thousands of hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else for Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Part of the Problem, SDR Show, and many, many more shows, 22 shows here on the network. So use that promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial, and you save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month if you guys subscribe.
Davey. Yeah, I guess I think the I'm doing that Norwalk, Connecticut gig, but this is this will be out tomorrow. There might still be a few tickets left. I think they said it's looking like it's about to sell out, but if you want to come out on Saturday the 19th, there might still be a couple tickets left for that. And then aside from that, I'm in August, I'm doing that makeup gig in Rochester. And then the big one in July 21st through 24th, Freedom Fest. Still tickets available for that in South Dakota. And I'm emceeing the whole thing. So come check me out there. Part of the Problem, Libertas. That's all.
Oh,
if you watch me for a little bit, go over to the Shifty Shovel Shits Butterfly Room, where we'll be doing Butterfly all day long.
I wanted to add as well, next week, next Wednesday, the 23rd of June, The Depraved returns to the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Myself, Shane Gillis, Big J Okerson, Zach Amico, Corinne Fisher, Mike Figgs, a handful of other comics. It's going to be a fucking incredible night. It's the dirtiest show in the world. You guys will love it. I promise you guys, without a doubt. Last time it sold out, it was incredible. Everyone fucking loved it. This show, in my opinion, the lineup is just going to keep on getting better. So go grab your tickets now, because I know that they're completely out of like the two tops. What?
I mean, I'm here, and you're like, all I can tell you guys is as the weeks go by, the lineups are going to get better. Like, this week we got Jay, same old.
I was on the one before this.
That's
one,
what so I was
real
really
insult
saying.
To me.
I mean, you really took a shit on Dave. He goes, the lineups, it's already gotten exponentially better, and I can only see it going astronomically higher from here.
And we're doing August 9th, we're going to be doing live Legion of Skanks from Royersford, Pennsylvania, the anniversary of the attack on Big J. So we'll be doing a live podcast, probably some stand-up as well, but Royersford, Pennsylvania, Soul Joel's outdoor comedy fucking gazebo experience.
A blast off.
Yeah.
Gazebo experience. BigJComedy.com for all my tour dates. Also, the newest thing is the end of July, I'm doing a show at Lincoln Financial Field where the Eagles play on the field. It's going to be, I think there's 5,000 seats they're opening up for it. So it's me, Craig Shoemaker, two Ray Gordons, all Philly comics, original Philly comics, Annie Letterman, Steve Simone, Eleanor Kerrigan. It's going to be a fucking fun time. It's for a charity. I'll find out what that charity is. I think
the
it's
Ku
for a charity.
Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah. Doubtful. Look, I took it because I'm going to meet some Eagles, is what I was told. So we'll see.
Jay's going to show up with a leather glove.
It's come, actual Eagles.
Come, Skybirds.
No, Philadelphia Eagles, Lewis. The Philadelphia Eagles. So hopefully they're going to be there. More information on that coming soon. But this weekend, if you're listening now, there's tomorrow I'll be at Magoobies. Next weekend, Orlando at the Improv. Appleton, Wisconsin after that. A bunch of dates coming up. Denver, Portland. New dates being at Raleigh, North Carolina coming up soon. Charlie Goodnights. So check me out all over. BigJComedy.com. Bonfire, of course, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Faction Talk, Sirius XM, 103, and SDR Show right here on the Gas Digital Network, which I'm going to have to not do next week, Lewis, for The Depraved.
Ooh.
Tension.
Good.
Tension
good.
At Gas Digital.
We'll see what happens.
It's going to be tension.
It's going to replace.
I'm like Lewis said, his need for me usurps your need for me. Dave, was it sexy the way I just said usurp? Usurp?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. You got to say a sexy word now, Lewis.
Be sexy. I'm just thinking about syrup now.
That's sexy.
I love some syrup. Syrup. Yeah. Syrup. You know what I'm doing, I think? Am I a loser? I am a loser if I do this, but I want to.
I'm
going to
go
so
ahead
bad.
And answer yes. Now, what
do
you
do? I want to do it so bad. All right, so I just got my Tindos winted. You know what I meant. Windows.
Tindos winted? You didn't do that on purpose?
No, well, I didn't do Tindos on purpose, and then I just kept it going, and I was like, winted. So I said Tindos, but I meant windows tinted. And I have to get new rims for my car because my rims are okay. They're the ones that came with the car. I want some nice rims. But you know what I want to do? I want to get custom rim caps with the Legion of Skanks logo. Is that really dorky?
Yeah.
It's really dorky.
Incredibly.
But yeah. I want to get it.
Get it.
They look cool, man. Dude. I don't want, so it would be like chrome and then the black logo on the chrome.
Sure. The window tinting. How tinted did you get it? Like you're going to get pulled over for it?
I got it illegal.
Yeah. You got it an illegal amount?
Yeah, but like by very slightly. They were like, look, we go, you know, for other Puerto Ricans that have been here, we've gone here. And they were like, this is like you can barely see out of it. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I went what they recommended as dark as you can go with likely without having a problem with the cops.
Okay. Why'd you want to be so tinted?
Because it looks cool.
Okay.
You really are.
Why else?
Your Puerto Rican jeans are...
The sun burns my eyes.
All of your Puerto Rican is coming out, though, right here. I want to get decals on the back that says New Jersey Car Club.
I have the rims that came with the car, but I could get better rims and stop taking care of my son.
Throw some fucking new speakers in that thing. I'm all about a stereo in a car, though.
I don't need new speakers. My sound system is crazy.
Nice.
My sound system is dope. That's not what I need. I need a fucking...
I need a little
Legion of Skanks logos in the center of my rim caps.
Fuck yeah.
Is that crazy? Is that gay?
Yeah.
I mean, Dante has his whole car with his face on it.
That's gay. Are you
Dante's car? Dante's car looks like it should be like driving through a Jurassic Park of Dante's.
Vinny Brandless.
He's got like a giant Jeep that's made for like volcano tracks.
Really, no bullshit. He's got a full emergency gas tank on the back, like The Walking Dead.
He's got like a half a silhouette face of him with the bone in his ear. Is there a picture of Dante's car? I love it. I think it's great.
He should have one of those gun turrets on the back so he can go through a village and just slaughter people.
Let's see.
You look at those gas cans.
Is there other? Do you have like the front? Because his face is on it, right?
Yes, very big on both sides.
It's fucking hilarious. It's fun.
And also, by the way, on his seats, on the inside seats, is his face also.
Yeah,
you have to sit on Dante's face to get a ride,
just in case you forgot whose car you're in.
Yeah, and his horn goes Dante.
Dante.
Dante, Dante, Nero.
Dante, Dante.
And he's got Yosemite Sam, back off, man.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. But this thing, like, I feel like putting the Legion of Skanks logo on my rim cap is too far.
Why don't you put it on your door?
No, that's great. Well, that's why. That's just making it look like a piece of shit. I need
Easy.
Well, no, like Dante's car, but that's upgrading Dante's car.
It's Dante Mobile.
Yo, sit down. Let me tell you a story. I'm gonna take the long way.
You hear my new horn? Dante.
I took it out of my Dante 18-wheeler and I put it in my Jeep.
He's like Inspector Gadget. He's Inspector Gadget. Get to the Dante copter. He's like Batman.
Yeah, dude.
All right, hang on. Should I bring my Dante amphibious vehicle?
Oh, we can get there if we take the Dante wing.
Hang on. There's a flood. I'm pulling up in the SS Dante.
Oh, we need something that can go on land and in water. Look at my Dante duck boat. Let me introduce you to my Dante duck boat.
The Dante copter, not to be confused with the Dante biplane.
Dante's got a fleet of Dante vehicles.
He's got the one that's got the giant like corkscrew in the front, so you can go underground.
Oh, we're only going a couple blocks away? Let me jump on my Dante unicycle.
I can get to China in less than a day.
I got a bullet train. The Dante bullet train, y'all.
We got to go somewhere where we never thought we could go. Maybe we should take the Dante hot air balloon.
You said the Dante magic school bus.
Come with me, and you'll see a world of pure imagination.
You go to Oz, it's all just Dante's.
We represent the Lollipop King.
Yo.
The Lollipop King. The Lollipop King. We represent the Lollipop King, and he don't take no shit from bitches.
Well, that's a Dante of a different color. Why don't you just say that, y'all?
Follow the Dante road. The starting point's just his face, and then it's those lines coming off it, like the decal on the car. Follow the Dante road.
Oh, no, those are some Dante flying monkeys.
Wah, wah, y'all. Wah, y'all.
Everyone in Oz is Dante.
I'll get you and your little dog too. Oh, water, I'm melting. Oh, man.
What a world, what a world.
That fucking sucks, yo, I'm melting.
Shit. Shit. Oh, fuck.
Get to the Dante copter. Get to the Dante copter. Fast. This volcano's about to erupt.
Oh, fuck. Oh, holy shit. It's my favorite thing ever. Can we write a cartoon about just Dante? And yeah. He plays every character on it.
Oh, every character?
Every character is Dante.
Hey, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get you?
I'll take a breve latte
with some stevia.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is, of course, the great Sheath Underwear. The best underwear I've ever owned. Literally all I wear at this point. Just I love having them as a sponsor because you don't have to BS at all. You can honestly tell people, get a pair of these. It's a game changer. I love
them. Yeah. It's funny because even if like they weren't a sponsor, I would have to just buy Sheath now because I love them so much. And the other underwear, I feel like three pair of underwear left that aren't Sheath. And when I wear them, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm literally like, oh, fuck, dude, these suck. They're always last. If it's laundry day, like you'll know that it's the end of my laundry if I'm not wearing my Sheath underwear because they're fucking great, dude. They're really comfortable.
Stop torturing yourself and just order all more Sheath underwear. It, as men who are not homeless level broke, the amount we do stuff like this, I love Sheath underwear, so I just got like 12 pairs. But I did that for a long time too. Like, oh great, here's my other underwear punishment day because I don't deserve to wear this on a Tuesday. I'm not leaving the house today. I don't deserve good underwear. You should have underwear you love always.
They also just got their new ones, which the new ones they have are a
bigger hole for your monster cock.
And I got mine custom done. You guys probably need that. But
I got my hole hemmed, so I feel big.
The mesh is awesome. It's great. The underwear is like designed for this time, the hot summer months. It keeps everything cool and comfortable. Go to sheathunderwear.com. Use the promo code LOS20. You're going to get 20% off the best pair of boxer briefs you'll ever own in your life. That's sheathunderwear.com. The promo code is LOS20. The most comfortable pair of underwear you will ever wear, 20% off. All right, let's get back into the show.
That's fucking great. Fuck. Did we ever find the video of the beating the guy?
Well, I thought we were going to do the baller skank. I'm over that fucking...
Okay.
That topic. Let's do the baller skank. I mean, unless you really want to. I don't really give a shit about it.
It's, they can't find it anyway. Skank. It's fine. Do ballers?
Yeah, we... Yeah, it wasn't ballerskankits@gmail.com is the email address if you guys want to join. It's not just you having nice things. It's also your attitude, your baller-ass attitude. You know, maybe you got bitches in your life, dude. I'll tell you right now, look, my house is not as nice as those houses we saw, but I got a trampoline in my backyard. That adds to my ballerness.
What?
My trampoline in my backyard. Oh, yeah, God. Dude, girls love the trampoline. Doggy, I bring girls to my house, and I'm like, hey, jump on the trampoline. Within minutes, they're jumping up and down on my trampoline.
Have you fucked on the trampoline yet?
Yeah. Yes, 100%. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Yeah, fine. I was wondering why it was so slippery.
I didn't make a mess.
You didn't? No. You came inside them? Weird thing to tell us.
Dude, I always come inside. I always finish in. I was cream pie.
Cream pie Lewis?
Dude, I was fucking, dude.
But no, trust me though, honestly, that trampoline is what makes you, it's the flag of white garbage on the street, even though you're Puerto Rican.
You really think that? You don't think that the trampoline is just pure joy and fun for everybody involved? Who's on?
I do think it's fun.
Is Alex on here?
I do think it's fun. She's not. I do think it's fun.
Girls like a trampoline, doggy.
But it's white
not trash. A single
there's a lot,
girl.
There's a
not
lot
a
of
single...
fun things that are white trash. Having a fucking paddle boat out back your house is fun. But, you know, it's pretty trashy.
I think a trampoline's white trash if that's like in your fucking yard and it's a piece of shit trampoline. It's not a nice one, and that's all you have. And it's like you got fucking 9 kids and you sort of got it to watch them. Everyone's reading this long story that Bobby Hutch just interrupted us with.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the message from the latest baller skank.
Got you,
Jay. You want to read it out loud?
Sure. With a view of a NASA launch facility, we could have a rocket launch podcast. See if Elon Musk would join in. You all could smoke a blunt with him and top Joe Rogan. Out of the gates, very excitable. Fuck those last two guys. Chinese state-growing communists and the I just got kind of rich douche, so here's my house, and the illogical sense of entitlement dudes. Get Elon on the podcast and host from here as one of his rockets is being launched from the NASA Wallops Island flight facility. Set up the table on the back porch and have... It cuts off there. This is this place. Wait, back up. I didn't see. It's from the beginning.
Yeah, and add more of the message. Nice place.
Yeah.
Very nice place.
Yeah, this is a virtual tour through his home.
Okay.
Yeah, but how do we know this is his home? This looks like a virtual tour for some real estate company.
It sure does.
Baller.
I don't even know that this is really his home.
Let's see if it's furnished. It's funny. It's really hilarious if it's not.
Well, it would be furnished because a virtual tour for...
I'm not arguing. I'm saying it'd be really funny if it's not.
Yeah, but you can tell when
if a guy just sends an awesome house. You sort of can, yeah. So far, it could be real estate furnished.
Easily.
This looks very real estate furnished.
The chessboard set up.
Yeah. This is not real.
I like
this
that chessboard setup, though. You think it's just bullshit?
JD and I to play chess?
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a chess tournament? You're on the butt?
No.
Me and you?
No.
By the way, I just know how the pieces move.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as I've ever taken my chess strategy.
Yeah. Me too.
You too? Let's do it, dude. Gun in the butt.
It's just, gun in the butt chess.
It's really just...
Like we actually play speed chess, though.
Yeah, dude. We got to get a timer and fucking just Bobby Fischer it.
Speed chess.
I'm
halfway
down, dude.
Through, Lewis is going to offer you a draw.
Look, you're going to be like,
but
what? Look at the board.
He sees 20 moves into the future.
Listen, I won't even look up again like a refresher on how to play chess, and let's play speed chess.
I would. Let me see. Do I know how every piece moves? Yeah, the bishops move diagonally. The rooks move.
Once I see them all, I know exactly.
Can't even name them. Can you name
the bishop,
all the pieces?
Yeah, the bishop. The popek goes diagonal. The pawns go forward. The fucking tower. The rook up and sideways. The knight. The horse head goes the L shape.
I'm naming the weird fucking Philly names for them as well. You know, the knight, the horse head.
Uh huh.
Yeah, the fucking flighty tower,
the king power the queen, hour, flighty yeah. tower power hour, bishop, funktastic, pawn, rook, knight, bishop, queen,
sitch, hutch,
king.
Coo, Jew.
Yeah, What do you guys find out the queen was beating the king?
That was infuriating. I was like, why is the king not the most powerful? Why is this queen bitch able to do your shit?
Well, she does all that shit. The king's the most powerful, but yeah, she can. Yeah,
no, he's not the
king
most powerful.
Can't do anything.
Right, yeah, you can't do aggressive. Anything, but that's what you're protecting the most. You're right. So yeah. The queen's got the most powers.
Queen can do everything.
Yeah. Well, no, anything in a. Successively straight though, it doesn't turn.
Yeah, no, I know, but the queen's a fucking
doesn't turn. Yeah, that's true. Nothing turns in chess.
Well, the knight turns. The knight fucking dumb fucking dickhead.
Oh yeah, well okay, but that's
wow, not Dave.
Dave,
wow,
do me a favor. Do me a favor, Dave. Get your head out of your fucking ass and then come back to the conversation.
I'm glad I'm not competing.
Wow, dude, you're not competing because you'd have a gun directly in your asshole.
You'd have a gun so far up your ass, it's crazy. Me and Lewis speed chess, best out of three for gun in the ass.
Bobby next says pawn. Bobby says pawn kills a slant. That's not okay. That's racist. Not during Asian history.
But that's not a turn. Several of the things go on diagonal.
Okay.
They only move forward.
But that's, there's other pieces that move diagonally.
Yeah.
The bishop also moves diagonally.
And the
Bobby.
Queen also moves diagonally.
Yeah, there's almost every piece moves.
The pawn can only kill diagonally.
Yeah, and it can move two spaces on the first go.
Only.
Or one, if you decide. Maybe one.
It can be one, but it can be two. Just so
I
know,
just on that first go.
Yeah.
You didn't know that. Jay didn't know that. You see the confidence? He didn't remember that detail.
What detail?
That it can go two on its first go.
No, I do know that for sure. 100%.
I'm just, by the way, everyone just saw my chess knowledge outshine Jay's chess knowledge, and now he's a little bit nervous about this chess gun in the butt competition challenge.
Dude, no, I'm not. Is it gun in the butt?
Yeah.
Loser gets gun in the butt? Best out of three speed chess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go. Best out of three speed chess. No, best out of one.
I think I call it chest.
I think basketball was more fun.
It's speed chess. You got to move immediately.
Bobby, was that it with the?
Oh yeah, the anal tattoo.
Yeah, that was it. And I thought your next bet was gonna be for an anal tattoo.
What was an anal tattoo? It was just right on the cheek.
You get tattooed.
No, but
anal
the word anal
on your ass.
Anal queen.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Anal queen. Right.
Well, anal with a little crown. So maybe we'll do king.
Anal king?
Actually, no, anal queen's better, though.
It's got to be queen.
And honestly, if we are playing
anal
chess.
King's not bad.
So, no, it should be anal, and we should do a queen from the chessboard.
Oh, behind it? Like a really nice picture of a dramatic queen from chess?
Yeah, like a nice like drawing of a queen piece.
Yeah.
Because anal queen.
Anal queen.
Yeah, on your ass. All right. Chess. I like this, but neither of us like this. All based off of luck.
Dude, I've started this thing. I don't even give a shit if I lose, but now I feel so much pressure to win.
You guys are both coming in at the level of knowing how the pieces move. Pretty incredible.
And neither of us. We can, but neither of us will learn any strategy.
Do you know how to castle?
I can't remember. Kind of remember. You do the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. You can, like, move the two.
Hold
pieces.
On.
Right.
Justin's calling me right now. Give me a second. Justin, we're on. You're on speakerphone. We're doing a Zoom Legion of Skanks.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Streaming.
I taught dogs how to play chess.
This is about real estate. It's got nothing to do with anything skanky.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Me and Justin are going Justin are going in on a real estate deal together. So, but I'm not talking about it on the podcast. I'll call you. I'll call you after. I just wanted to say we were talking about me and Big J are doing speed chess. Neither of us really know how to play chess very well.
I know how to play. Right.
Well, Jay's claiming that he knows how to play, but I don't think he really knows how to play. And the loser has to get an anal queen tattoo on their ass.
Here's
the funniest thing is that when Jay loses anything, the real win is how upset he gets. Just silently and scorns in silence for about an hour. So that's the real win. Have fun.
He's a bad loser. He's a terrible loser.
Yeah. The worst. I mean, I love the guy to death, but the worst. Yeah. I mean, all right, have fun.
He can hear what you're saying.
Yeah, does he know I can hear it?
I know he can hear what I'm saying. I told him this. It's not ending our friendship. Of course.
He's straining it for sure.
He just sits there and tells you how shitty the game is and how it was never supposed to be made in the fight. I know what he does. All right, I'll speak to you guys later.
Bye.
Oh, Justin definitely found out you could hear halfway through that conversation. He goes, "Oh man, the guy's just the worst loser.
He didn't pull back.
Loser, and he fucking.
He's gonna sit there and cry like a fat baby bitch. Goodbye, everyone. Love you all, except Jay.
Sure. That's almost as bad as his BO. All right, see you guys later.
Anyway,
for the record, Dave, just let everybody know, for the record, I don't have BO. Just say, you know.
No, I don't think you have BO, but Justin does.
Clearly,
on the phone call.
Oh.
Anyway, put me in for $4 million on that commercial real estate deal.
I love the moment of you go like, you know, Jay can hear you right now. He goes, yeah, of course I know Jay can hear me right now. I
Fat,
love the guy.
Stupid, lazy. No, I mean, he could hear you this second. Good. Jay, if you're listening, roly poly slob.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Justin Silver. I'll do it. I'll do the chess match with you for sure.
All right. We'll fucking party.
We need a chessboard of skanks next week.
We'll do it next week.
I mean, a game of speed chess should take minutes.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
Absolutely.
How long is an average game of speed chess? It's going
to
take
between 30 to 60 minutes. Yeah, and you get 1 minute for each move.
Psychotic. You have no idea.
No. You don't get 1 minute for each move. You got to go speed chess. You're not listening to me.
Because, right, what is that? This
you can play a game of chess in fucking 3 minutes for sure.
No.
What do you mean no? You can just do it.
Yeah, you. No. All right, fine. We'll do it where it's like 10 seconds.
Speed. Chess.
We'll do like 10 seconds. No, but also we gotta do it in we gotta go to like Washington Square Park.
No, you're not gonna hit the timer.
No, we gotta
do
it
right next to each other.
No, some
black chess.
We're gonna do it next to each other. We're gonna go down to Washington Square Park and we gotta do it like amongst black homeless people that are savants.
Oh, can we both wear those hats? Like Kango hats?
Yeah.
You dumb bitch, you took my rope, put it in your castle. Make that boy know that he can't even strike with the bone from diagonal going to slam. Come up here, messing around that rook. Come over, lose your king to a rook. Boy, you. I'm tired. Give me a dollar, motherfucker.
Yes. This is what I want to do.
No, Mike, use a clock like 5 minutes or so. It's
just, the speed chess rules apply. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Bobby, do me a favor. Can you keep stop texting books and just say
what
things?
Wow.
I don't care about the rules.
How many words? Stop with all the words. So many words. Just read it for us and tell us.
What was it, a college thesis? Listen, we don't care. I don't care. You're talking about rules and all those things and how often it happens. Me and Lewis can play make a move every fucking 5 seconds speed chess.
Calm
it can
down.
End in five moves. You're sending me the fucking international rules for the...
Calm down, George Steinbeck.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fucking read right now.
Yeah. Hey, Kasparov. Do me a favor. That's it. That might be it for me.
For authors. Hey, Judy Blume.
Authors? No, I was doing chess people.
Oh, that's hilarious. I was doing an author because he put a book on the screen.
Damn.
And I said George Steinbeck and not John Steinbeck, who's actually the author.
Yeah, right. You
I can't even name an author.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Seuss.
Hey, Shel Silverstein's poem books only.
Let's go around and try to name authors.
Tom Clancy, go.
Can I name any of the ones that I've already named?
Just me and you, dude. Speed authoring.
Speed
Dave
authoring.
Dave will kill us in this.
Loser has to do a tattoo on the ass of speed authoring.
John Steinbeck.
Speed author king. Huh?
John Steinbeck.
Psh, shit, dude. J.K. Rowling's.
Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm. How fast do I got to go? Shel Silverstein. Remember I said that earlier?
Judy Blume.
Uh-huh. Yep. Fucking Nora Roberts. That's the romance novels my ex used to read.
Anne Rice.
Oh, that was a good one. Damn, dude. Hemingway, he wrote, right?
What Hemingway?
Ernest?
Bill? Is he, right, folks? Is he an author?
Is he an author?
Did he write stuff?
Doug Stanhope.
Then,
Michael, yeah.
Michael Malice. There
you go. Start naming friends.
Ralph Sutton.
Oh, fuck, dude, that doesn't count. He didn't write a book. He did not write.
No, there's some words in there.
Artie Lang.
Shit. That was right. This is, in the pocket,
I can't believe you guys are already
down. Marilyn Manson. Yeah. Everybody who wrote a biography now.
No, he ain't the biographies. It doesn't count.
It's not stuff by Axl Rose, probably.
Gwen Stefani, most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave Mustaine, I think I heard recently.
Oh, God, I'm going to die. Oh, we're idiots. We are fucking morons.
You guys did good.
Dude, within three authors, I was on Judy Blume and Dr. Seuss.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I know there's more.
Of course. Salinger.
Did you know there's more?
J.D.
There's
Salinger.
There's other people who have written the book.
There's got to be other authors out there. Brian Scalaro, I just found out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm going to have a heart attack. We're so dumb. It's so funny. Dude,
we
did that on
Speed Chess.
We did that on Real Ass Podcast. We went around in a circle naming skills that we have, mm-hmm. and Harrington was in the room, and Harrington couldn't name a single skill. It was fucking
not a skill.
Well, not a skill that everyone wouldn't contest.
Okay.
So his skill was, his first one was boxing.
His first one.
His first
boxing. His new his interest first. Of boxing is his first skill in the world. He's 40.
It's the fucking best.
Does Harrington, Lewis, let me ask you, and I love Harrington. I don't mean to trash him, but do you think Harrington has a warped view of how good he is at boxing?
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Like, he thinks he's a lot better than he is.
Yeah, he thinks that he's, like, pretty good. Like, but he doesn't understand, like, I'm not very good at all, and I could literally flatline him every time, every single time.
Murder and, him?
No, I mean, not literally, I guess.
But... I mean, if no one stops
you,
eventually.
Hey, you guys want to flatline? Lewis is handing out punches over in his garage. Are you guys into flatlining?
I don't think Harrington realizes there's a lot of just dudes who don't box or train anything that could just throw gloves on and
oh, yeah, just
really wreck
his shit. Yeah, oh, yeah, just like tough kids who fucking are athletic.
Yeah.
If you're just tough, you've been in a lot of street fights, like, you'll wreck Harrington shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like pitter-patter, like...
Well, he was talking about, Brian told me they were talking about fighting.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to say, I think Brian will wreck his shit.
Maybe. Me and Brian, we grappled in.
Grappling's a bit different.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the other thing is, like, if you're training a little bit, right? If you're like, Harrington goes at least 2-3 days a week and gets a little bit of training in, right? And just knowing how to slip and knowing how to be in position and having the cardio and endurance to, like, I think Brian would have a hard time, like, if he's not going to just come in and whale punches, right? Like, you know, if he could maybe try, but you're probably not going to knock somebody out unless you're a skilled fighter. You're not going to, like, knock some dude out. So if he lands a couple, like, he's going to burn himself out. I think it would actually be a way more competitive fight that you're giving Harrington credit for.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe you're right.
Yeah, it's just like he's doing it. Like, he's not very good at it, but... Brian's also not very good at it.
No, it's true, like, but Brian's much bigger and just, I think, more athletic. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I trained with Brian in LA. He's not more athletic. I mean, he's probably more athletic at its core, but he's not right now. He's not in shape.
Gay.
Yeah. Gay as fuck.
Whoever wins from Harrington and Brian has to get an anal king tattoo.
So, do you want to do, there's a couple stories left here. There's a couple that are good, though. So Airbnb has a secret black box team paying out $50 million a year to keep disasters out of the press. They give staff blank checks to help rape victims and to clean up dismembered human remains. Or do we want to go to the teenager that's addicted to tanning that's accused of pretending to be black?
Yeah, that.
That one sounds,
I mean, cool. That was a really weird two options you gave us for this show.
Yeah. Let's do the tanning one.
Do you guys want to go into local politics? Says that if they're going to start building, if they're going to start fixing the roads at night, they're going to have to do it much quieter because the neighborhoods are getting upset about the noise. happening in their neighborhoods? Or do you want to do this thing about fist fucking becoming a new phenomenon with children?
Go, I don't know what the answer to that question is.
It's a guy. It's a girl.
Hell yeah, look at that body.
Yeah, she really does have a good body for being such a dimwit.
Yeah, she's a dimwit, Jay. You don't fucking know, dude. How sexist are you? You automatically see a hot chick?
Yeah.
Think she's a dimwit? She's a dimwit?
Yeah. This girl, for sure. Look at her dimwit face.
The tan is terrible.
Yeah, it's too much. It looks ridiculous. But that's that Jersey shit, dude.
Why do people hate on fucking Jersey, dude? Jersey rules.
Jersey rules fine. I'm not talking about the place. I'm talking about this is something in Jersey that's like smiled upon.
Where is she accused of being pretending to be black?
I think she's Bobby, always...
can from now on, just read the stories, people. Read the fucking stories. And you can come on and just chime in and give us a little something.
Oh, she's from the UK.
Oh, she's great. She's from Great Britain.
Accused of blackfishing, of acting like a black person to meet black dudes.
Not going to work, sleep until 1 p.m.
Forgot how to read.
Stealing a car. Not having a dad.
Not having a dad.
She's winning one-on-one fights with her boyfriend.
Yeah. Doesn't know the dad of her kid.
She's blackfishing.
She turned 18.
Taking advantage of the government.
Saying I fell in love with it and straight away because I have olive skin and could see great results, gushed Humphrey, who eventually convinced her parents to get her a bed at home. The tan loving teen started doing 8 minutes at a time and picked up over a few months until she was spending twice that long in her home. Do you think she goes for it so hard that she likes goes
ruined her credit?
No, I'm saying more with the tan. Do you think she has crazy, like she's pale right down her fucking ass? Like right down her ass crack? Or do you think she gets it all?
I really don't know, Jay.
Like you don't.
Jay's been asking the weirdest questions today.
Really? What's the other one? Do you think she tans her asshole? I don't think that's that weird of a question when a person tans like that. It's so not her natural skin color. If she had, that would be a very unattractive thing to have. Like her to have any tan lines at all would be weird.
I don't know. She's probably, if she's tanning in a tanning bed, she's probably being naked.
But what do you think you do, Louis? You think you spread your ass cheeks like you do over the toilet seat so you get a good asshole tan?
Do some people don't know that? We talked about that years ago. Me and Jay bonded on that.
Yeah.
It's maybe a fat guy thing. Like when we sit down, we purposely spread our ass cheeks. Like I think...
You
pre-spread and then sit, so then like the fat is sort of like squished open.
Can I tell you something, dude? I don't even need to fucking spread them with my hands anymore. I know now how to come in way too left on the left and then slide over to the right far and hook it all in just cheek to cheek.
I thought you were going to say come down with such force that the momentum spread the ass cheek. Just like, whoop! Like, look, I caught it. I caught that nice asshole spread. Because Dave doesn't have an ass. Dave is just simply like, Dave, I feel like,
never thought about any of these issues.
Perches on the end of his toilet like, dude, a gargoyle statue.
If Dave, if Dave shit while standing up, it wouldn't rub his cheeks.
Dave sits on the edge of his toilet like a pigeon. He shits like a bird into the toilet.
Dave was born with his asshole away on the outside. Like that Untamed Heart movie.
Dave, it wouldn't surprise me if Dave shit standing up. He's just like, what? It's just more convenient, easier. Right. Dave doesn't
get
have to wipe.
Like a bitch.
Dave doesn't have to wipe
like
at all.
Yeah. Sit down like a lady. I'm good. No, I'm good, man. He goes, where's your shit go? Well, that's why I have a lady. She figures that out later.
Yeah, shit.
I'm enjoying these StreamYard episodes. I call it a StreamYard.
There you go.
After you yelled at me for Zoom,
Skank
you told Justin we're on Zoom. And then Justin. Well, because
Justin's
not,
he wouldn't understand it. See, we understand it, but Justin wouldn't understand it.
Justin's out of the game.
I'm gonna say, we're on a StreamYard, and Justin's like, well, what's that? I'm gonna add more time to the Justin bit.
Where were these insults coming at Justin when he was on the phone with you? No, you guys were just sitting there laughing at him, shitting on me with no response.
You got a little taste.
Could you imagine shitting on me to my face, shitting on me right to my face, and not even having to deal with me responding?
Yeah. Man, Big J, you still talk to that guy?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Guy's a fat loser, and when he does lose, he whines like a bitch. He was crying like a bitch.
Gang, 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 gang.
Crying like a bitch. This has been a fun one, man. We will see you on Monday when we are back with the audience live at the stand.
We have Enzo Moore coming back in on Monday.
Oh, it's nice. Right. The wild and wacky Enzo.
I love Enzo. He's hilarious.
Yeah. So we'll catch you guys on Monday on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I'll punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.